The Gorecast is brought to you by American Horrors, the greatest uncut horror channel in the world. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, all horror. As well as the Station of Decapitation, Without Your Head.
America's longest running horror channel, www.withoutyourhead.com.
The following program is rated TV-MAL. It contains strong language and is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
You saw nothing.
What's up, Gorecasters? Welcome to the Gorecast. With us this Tuesday night, a late Tuesday with news. So much horror Tuesday news. That's probably, oh, people, there. I feel it's going to be a relatively angry horror news. Tuesday this week.
Oh, last week was pretty angry because people inaccurately.
Yeah, last week was surprisingly angry, as in it didn't seem like it was going to be angry. That's true. But if this doesn't end up angry at some stage, I'm going to be very surprised. Also, Gore Club merch has arrived. Buy some. It looks dope.
Ooh. Look at that sexy sweater.
Boom.
I'm going
to just do a little bit of a jiggle.
Jiggly poo.
A little bit of the bubbly.
Just a little bit of the bubbly.
Chris Jericho, I'm you
freak out.
He's almost 52 years old. That still shocks me.
Doesn't shock me. He looks like he's 52 years old. No offense. So,
yeah, I guess so. I saw him on something sports related, and he's like, "I'm gonna be 52 years old."
I nearly feel the background music is too relaxing for the level of anger that's probably going to be coming out in tonight's show. To be honest. Not a guarantee, but I feel it could go that way.
It's a good sign when we're pre-angry.
And he's like the Hulk. You know, it starts off with that nice temp, you know, calming, almost sad music, and then it turns out he's going to turn all green and rip a car door off and beat you to death with it.
There you go.
I feel like I'm going to end up saying, I'll tell you a secret, the horror news always makes me angry. How's everyone getting on this Wednesday anyway? Yeah, we are...
Good.
Yeah.
Today's Tuesday.
Look at your clock there, bud.
Tuesday for some, Wednesday for others. Like,
or the sun comes up, whichever comes second.
Right.
We're already arguing.
Mm-hmm.
Get my stopwatch out, and we broke a record for... earliest to argue. Okay. For you, for you Spotify listeners, we're just sitting in silence.
Well, I finished doing the intro. I'm trying to grab a news article. You know the way that I'm the one that does all the button pushing?
I'm trying to
push buttons.
I guess one of us.
Customarily, when I go quiet, I would assume that someone else would start talking. The boss is just everyone just sitting there.
Hey, we got today's headlines that we got today. People are gonna be mad. That's today's headlines. Brought to you by anger.
I'm not gonna lie. I didn't realize one part of the news is going to be as angry as it's going to be because I just read.
I didn't either when I was looking for them, but sure enough.
All of a sudden it's kind of like, oh, Giz, did you not know about all this stuff that happened as well? Got to do with that story. So what the what?
I guess the guy literally just read the article 2 seconds ago.
And it had no mention of any of that.
The only reason I knew about all the Velma controversy was literally I went on YouTube and the first video was people are fucking freaking out about Velma. That's not what we're talking about today, though. We will be talking about that momentarily. But more importantly, Wendell and Wilde's official trailer dials up the Halloween fun from Jordan Peele and Henry Selick, leading me to believe that he has a fantastic mustache.
Your name is Henry Selick?
Yeah. Yes, I
didn't know you were working with Jordan Peele.
I
feel bad for you now.
He's my side piece.
When this is going to be another one of those conversations where it's like, Buzz, I think he might knock the fuck out of you.
Probably. Oh, yeah.
Just throw an open face.
But it's okay.
Back down.
Celebrity punches me in the face. I'll just sue. It's okay.
Just remember to record it.
Wendell and Wilde, official trailer. Dials up Halloween fun. Jordan Peele, that's what he just read. Henry Selick, the director of Nightmare Before Christmas, Coraline, joins forces with Jordan Peele. Get Out, almost like combined all of his movies into one word. Get Out, Us, and Nope for a brand new stop-motion movie, Wendell and Wilde. Yeah.
Jesus, imagine that. Was just shopping and Jordan Peele just walks in, slaps him full force across the face, presumably screams "Get Out" into his face several times, and then just runs away.
It will be a fabulous day if that happens. But yeah, these guys join forces for a super team.
Your Twitter will definitely be blown up. Anyway, I'll tell you that straight up.
Oh yeah, I'll get a couple thousand extra followers. That'd be nice.
Jordan Peele just smacked the shit out of me. Yeah. Hashtag face sore. Hashtag I like to nope. Hashtag get out is acceptable. Hashtag out.
Yeah.
Rock, I'm your friend.
Hashtag hopefully this helps my social presence. But yeah. Yeah.
Don't be afraid to lean into it there.
When a celebrity slaps you.
If we got big enough that we had actual celebrities come on, that's like your mission is to just get slapped in the face every time we have one on. I'm trying to grow my followers.
Hey, you know what? If we get big enough, you know.
Some people eat Tide Pods, some people get smacked in the face by Hollywood royalty. I don't know whatever way you wanted to go with.
My interview character segments could definitely get me slapped after every single episode if we
hey, Joseph.
If that wasn't so hard to green screen, I would say yes.
Well, I mean, if we get big enough, then it might not be that much.
You wouldn't
issue.
Be on a green screen. You'd be interviewing them live.
I'd be. So we don't even have to worry about it. I'd just be getting slapped in front of an actual studio audience.
Hater, let me. Make sure you bleed. Hater,
cut out for me. So
no, that was he's talking about when you get slapped. If blood makes it worth it. Make sure you bleed.
Oh, I know. I'll blade. It's okay. I always carry a trusty razor blade in my pocket for.
Call me crazy.
Those
I don't think Carrot Top's gonna need you to blade for the scenario if that one happens.
No, but just in case.
Hey, look, Carrot Top, the blood packet's gonna be right here. No, bud.
He may have, He may not have gotten all of that elbow. Forearm into the face that he wanted to because I may have, you know, kind of ducked and he going grazed me. So I'd just be like, get some color and I'm good. Oh my God. That's what I would do.
In the middle of a live fight,
next.
Where you are fortunate enough that the guy maybe missed the punch, your next move is to cut your own face.
With the razor blade, the weapon that you have in your hand.
Yeah, the weapon you have in your hand. Mm-hmm. A weapon notoriously good at dealing with carrots.
I can't sue him if I kill him.
I think you. Well, not if you kill him. I think you can kind of fuck him up and still sue him.
Oh, I guess it would be self-defense.
I'm pretty sure it would be self-defense.
Oh, okay.
It depends the way the court looked at it. You did kind of call him out.
Yeah.
In the
numbers might be higher if you actually rocked Carrot Top though. Like, holy shit, Buzz. But
I mean, it's not going to happen.
I'm just saying, though, like, you know, you could probably get a higher number.
If it's going to be me kicking his ass or me cutting myself with a razor blade and going with me cutting myself with a razor blade because I'm not kicking his ass, he will wipe the floor with me. It's just...
Yeah, I won't lie to you. I was as shocked as anyone when I found out how much Brazilian jiu-jitsu that man was doing. I was like, huh.
Yeah. Have you seen him with his t-shirt off? Yeah, he will fuck me up.
He's a wrestler.
Yeah, so, but that doesn't have anything to do with Jordan Peele and the Nightmare Before Christmas.
He
guy,
might also smack
this
in the face.
Does.
You just caught him. That was the whole point.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure he could just hate me.
I don't know.
Sure.
He seems kind of sweet and cuddly. Although you seem sweet and cuddly as well.
Jordan Peele or the
Carrot Top will eat you alive.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought we were talking about Henry Selick.
Henry Selick.
Oh, that is.
From Selick. That's so he did Nightmare Before Christmas.
I don't know what
Coraline
he looks like.
That's what I said. About...
Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't know.
I don't either.
Like, right.
I don't either.
You know, he's put out. Well, I was about to say two products.
Could be my neighbor, but
feel but Coraline.
God, imagine if he was your neighbor. That'd be hilarious.
Standing
Why does
my
everyone I
right
call
now?
Out live so close to me?
I wouldn't talk about you.
But yeah, so
better question.
So their project.
Why aren't you getting more interviews?
Good.
Rather than calling them out to beat the tar out of you.
It's a small bedroom. I can't fit carrot top and myself.
It's not Tom Selleck, so. No one cares.
There you go.
That is true. That is true. I'm pretty sure I could take him. He's, what, in his 70s?
Dude, that mustache alone could take you. I'm sorry.
That's true.
That's a manly mustache.
I actually feel bad because, like, no matter who Buzz says he's going to take, the rest of the panel are just like...
I'm going with the other person. I'll figure somebody out that I could take. But anywho...
Patton Oswalt.
There's a...
Dude, you could take him in a heartbeat.
Yeah, you would look like a total dick if you took him, though. I mean, he lost his wife. He's a single dad.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's like I just beat up the guy with the inhaler. I don't know how that works.
Don't you have an inhaler?
I don't, actually.
Yeah, exactly. Just get one. After you stop him, you just got to
fake it.
I'm just trying to... I'm stacking some chips in your favor.
Right. I'm good at faking things. I mean, I fake that I'm a professional every other day on the show, so...
Oh, yeah. Shit, doesn't Pat know karate.
Ooh. Doesn't Patton Oswalt know karate?
Oh, god damn it!
Does he? I don't know. Don't know. He's very good friends with Kevin James, though, and Kevin James is actually shit hot at MMA.
Oh, that probably is a yes, then.
Maybe I could take Jerry Stiller? Oh, no, he's dead, so that wouldn't work. I don't know. I'm sure I could take somebody. B. Arthur? Or did she die
there? I lost her, too.
Yeah, I think she's got...
Fuck!
Don't worry, dude. There's a load of celebrities out there. We can figure somebody.
Never mind. I'm going to go before
this is
I
the stupidest bit that has kept going in the history.
I'm getting t-shirts like I just kicked Buzz's ass and
I can make
a good t-shirt. Anywho, Jordan Peele, soon to be kicking my ass, he's got a project coming out on Netflix with a guy from Nightmare Before Christmas, not Tim Burton. It's called Wendell and Wilfrist or Wild. They didn't space the word here when I read it. It looked like it said Wildfrist, but it's Wild First. They had space in the article. It's coming to select theaters on October 21st of this year, 2022. That's next week. And then the Netflix is going to be having it on October 28th, the week after. So if you want to watch it, trying to see. Keegan-Michael Keel's in it from Key and Peele.
That makes sense.
Of course. Oh, yeah. Jordan Peele, as we just said, because, I mean, his name's in the whole thing, but I don't know why we're telling us down here. He plays Wendell.
I assume there's no confusion, because sometimes he directs movies and he's not in them.
True. That's true. We got Lyric Ross from This Is Us. She's going to be in it. Angela Bassett.
I know who she is.
Are you familiar with her?
I have no idea who that other lady is.
James Hong from Kung Fu Panda. Tamara Smart. Natalie Martinez. Tonto Cardinal.
None of these people were from anything,
though. I mean, they are, but Tonto Cardinal's from Dances with Wolves. A good 8-hour Kevin Costner.
Minimum. Minimum.
Natalie Martinez was in The Twilight Zone.
I would assume it's the Jordan Peele remake. But...
Oh, it would make a lot of sense. Yeah. It's Jordan Peele. Okay, yeah. One plus one equals Jordan Peele.
No, it's Adam Sandler. One plus one equals Adam Sandler, everyone.
Okay. Tamara Smart, she's from A Babysitter's Guide to Monster Hunting. I don't know if you're familiar with that movie. Ooh. And then a bunch of other people from other things that they're in. And the film features music by...
Lyric.
Bruno... Kellius. No.
That was probably a bit elitist of me. Kellius. I just assumed with Lyric being in their name, they had some sort of musical background.
Yeah. That's the person they were in This Is Us. That was
is that a band?
Television program.
Yeah, it's a TV show.
No, it was a television program. It's very sad when people cry all the time. Right, from what I hear.
Not my kind of vibe, to be honest.
But had a good run. No, I think it's on its last season now.
I think it's ending. Every time I hear people talk about it, it's, oh my god, this person died. It's so sad. Right.
Did you hear that, Walking Dead? Just to let you know.
Yeah.
Managed to kill off all their cast and people actually gave a shit about it. I've never heard of the show before.
Yeah.
But
well, it's because I'm pretty sure they didn't farm for a whole season, I think.
If everyone's dying on such a regular basis as you mentioned, I don't think they'd have time for a season and a half of farming.
I mean, you would think, but they actually write good shows, so they work other things into that. Yeah. So, but a little bit, it's an animated tale about scheming demon brothers Wendell and Wild, who enlist the aid of 13-year-old Cat Elliot, a tough teen with a load of guilt, to summon them to the land of the living. Oh, almost said land of the living dead, but there is no dead. It's just land of the living.
I would imagine so. That's where a lawsuit might happen.
But what Cat demands in return leads to a brilliantly bizarre and comedic adventure like no other, an animated fantasy that defies the law of life and death, all told through the handmade artistry of stop motion.
S-C-H-T-O-P, stop motion.
Hey, Tristan.
But yeah, so October 21st, it's going to hit theaters for a week, and then it hits the Netflix on October 28th, if you want to watch it.
This trailer?
Sure, I didn't even know there was one. Yeah, there is. Sweet, we'll watch it.
Right, I'll give it to you. This way, or are you able to just watch it on the screen, or do you need me to?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Yeah.
That's because my brain works today, so I remember things. So I also need to turn this up so the people can hear the video, and then we hit play. All right, this doesn't expand for some reason. That's fine. Turn the old audio down just for the copyright purposes.
Good idea. Good idea.
Not my first time to the old copyright show. Oh. Well, we got a total fucking edgelord anyway off the bat. Angela Bassett, assuming.
Good. Probably. Good. Probably. Nifty. Ooh, nifty. Good evening.
That's Key and Peele anyway. Very cool.
Yeah. Comes out October 28th to the Netflixes. Jordan Peele, don't beat me up. Jordan Peele, don't beat me up. Thank you.
Looks like it might be kind of a fun gig.
Looks like a bit of a fun one, yeah.
October 28th.
And I gotta give props for anybody that still wants to go back and do some good old fashioned stop motion.
Yep, I'm happy with that. That looks like it'll be a bit of fun. You know, the humor would probably be important if Cale and Peele are involved. So
yeah definitely should be fun. No alien. Should be fun.
Right, now next, from a thing that looks like, oh hey, that looks like it could be a bit of fun too. Oh look, American Horror Story are back. They're doing a thing. Oh god, yeah, they're back. American Horror Story NYC trailer is jacked full of sexual imagery because it's probably, ooh, presumably, ooh, the only way they can get anyone to start watching it now.
Boobies.
Everybody stop watching the fucking show. How do we get people to watch the show? Have you tried putting boobies in it?
Huh. Stories.
apparently riding the subway takes a whole new meaning. I'm pretty sure I've seen that before. Anyway, go away, thingies. Right. Trailer for New American Horror Story is nasty, sexy, and stylish. So I guess you could say it has my attention. Damn you, pop-up ads, go away. The new season, subtitled NYC, is the 11th to hit FX, and this horror anthology is showing no signs of slowing down. American Horror Story NYC is going to premiere on October 19, 2022, and hails from creators Ryan Murphy and Brad Falchuk. Returning cast members for this chapter include Billy Lord, Isaac Cole Powell, Zachary Quinto, Sandra Bernhard, Patty LuPone, Dennis O'Hare, Leslie Grossman, and more. New faces to the series will include Joe Mantell, Russell Rovey, and Charlie Carver. And my laptop's frozen.
Oh, that sounds really good then. Nope,
I can't scroll down to see anymore.
I thought that was part of the story.
No. Okay, apparently the story and all there is just the trailer by the look of things.
Which we can't play.
Oh, okay.
Well, we definitely can't.
Because of boobies.
Didn't they say it was explicitly full of sexual imagery?
I don't know if
it's... That's what it said.
I can't see YouTube liking that, basically, is what I'm trying to say. Yeah. Aren't we all?
I'm not gonna be doing a Buzz's trailer for it. Cause...
And Joseph, Midnight,
not for free. Not for free.
Midnight Meat Train was an awesome flick.
I bought your kids T-shirts. Get your baps out.
No pressure. No guilt.
I'm afraid that's about the end of the story for me because. Once again, my laptop don't like you when I try to do more than one thing on it.
The trailer for the new American Horror Story is nasty, sexy, and stylish consent. Okay, so I guess you could say it has my attention.
I read all that part.
I know. Shush. Where did you stop reading? The first paragraph?
Son of a...
The new season, subtitled NYC, is the 11th to hit FX, that this horror anthology is showing no signs of slowing down. American Horror Story NYC is going to premiere on October 19th, 2022, and hails from creators Ryan Murphy and Brad Falchuk. Returning cast members for this chapter include Billy Lord, that makes sense, Isaac Cole Powell, that makes sense, Zachary Quinto, awesome, Sandra Bernhard, I can't remember which one you are, Patty LuPone. Can't remember who you are. You're Dennis O'Hare. Can't remember who you are. Leslie Grossman. I remember you. And more. New faces to the series will include Joe Mantell, Russell Rovey, and Charlie Carver. As suggested by the title, the new season will take place in New York City, where I'm sure a load of other bullshit that American Horror Story normally do will happen. Seems like NYC is getting a horror makeover this year, as the sixth Scream installment is also going to be taking place in the Big Apple. Scream, however, was shot in Montreal, Canada. For the first time, American Horror Story history, the show will be showcasing two episodes each premiere night instead of one. I'm not sure if that's a great sign or a sign at all, but it's definitely worth noting. Good God.
This is a great journal.
Well, this sounds like balls.
Fuck.
Yeah, that was my.
I watched the trailer. I didn't see any titties, but then again, it's on a small phone.
Ass, titties, ass, and titties.
Looks like there was a domination stuff going on, though. I also think one of the people wore the same mask that Bella wore last week. It might be the best thing to hit New York horror-wise since Jason takes Manhattan.
Is it though?
Well, there was definitely a lot of people in leather in the trailer.
Yeah, I see them.
Yeah, so American Horror Story. Yeah.
Does it say how many episodes this one was going to be?
Don't care.
Nope. Hey.
Find out.
Don't care. They have not done.
Some of us still watch it.
Don't know why.
Sadly, neither do I.
Yeah.
Gonna have to have a talk after this.
I watched the first three, then I liked Motel. I liked the Roanoke one. I thought that was cool. Then Apocalypse happened, and I was like, fuck this. Fuck this stupid show. And that's where I left it. I fucked the show, and I walked away. Yep.
Joseph. Okay, I just saw a headline that reads, Grand Chess Master accused of using anal beads to cheat. I don't...
Is your laptop back working? Because you picked the two stories that are back-to-back.
Nope. So wait, it's pulled up.
We can...
We'll move on to a different one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
So let's talk...
And to answer your question, Carter, it looks like there's at least 10 episodes.
Oh, okay. So let's talk about the main one.
Who's
the main one?
The main one. The mean green. Oh. The Grinch.
The mean one. XYZ Films releasing Grinch slasher movie spoof this December. It is October. Ooh. October.
All right.
October.
So.
It's okay.
Just like we didn't know we wanted the Winnie the Pooh horror flick is going to be coming out pretty soon, we apparently didn't know we also wanted a Grinch horror flick.
I won't lie to you. I was like, I don't get why this guy doesn't just eat the faces off the kids he doesn't like, to be honest.
Exactly. And XYZ decided, you know what? We're going to fucking do this shit. So the mean one comes out in December 2022. Director Stephen LaMorte outrageous slasher parody will be released for free everywhere in the U.S. on December 15th, gifting the film to all horror fans this holiday season. Let's see, the mean one, David Howard Thorne, is a hairy green-skinned grump. I almost misread that one. In a Santa suit, living high on a mountain high above the town of New Vigil. Unless that's a typo. Despising the holiday season, young Cindy Yu, known who? Kristen Martin, whose parents were butchered by the mean one 20 Christmases earlier, is returning to town to seek closure. But is about to discover that this fiend with a heart two sizes too small is still quite eager to carve the roast beast. That just sounds weird. All right. Let's see. The mean one, currently in 800 theaters as Terrifier 2's Hark the Clown. Oh, sorry. I skipped his name. David Howard Thornton. Sorry. Further cements his presence in horror history with this newly that was kind of important with this newly iconic slasher villain holiday. Oh, I don't even know how to pronounce that word.
Aficionados.
Thank you.
I even knew that one.
Go Buzz.
Buzz did word.
Buzz did real word. Very big surprise. Let's see.
I thought you were saying it was a very big surprise. I did a big word. That's how I looked down, and that's actually what it said in the article.
I don't always take jabs at you.
Though it is applicable.
Yeah, you should.
Let's see. Director LaMorte with the script by Flip and Flynn Colbert. The mean one stars David Howard Thornton, Kristen Martin, Chase Mullins. Oh, there's so many fucking names.
John Bigham.
Oh, God, and Amy Schumacher.
Eric Baker.
I was
Flip Costner.
Amy Schumacher.
Kevin Costner?
Not Kevin Costner, no.
A co-production between A Sleight of Hand Productions, Amy Rose Productions, and Kylie Pictures. The feature is produced by Schumacher, LaMorte, and Martin Milo. Let's see. Executive producers, XYZ Films. Manager, stop. As a passionate fan of seasonal horror and the Terrifier merchant franchise, The Mean One is exactly the kind of film that lands on my personal nice list. This movie is stunningly great time. Stop, dude. Sorry. Okay, there
Carter's
we go.
Getting cat-lested.
Yep. Stop. That, dude, that hurts.
Just okay, for anyone that's in Spotify that can't see what's going on in the camera.
No.
Because it, don't, it does sound like we're torturing our co-host.
Carter's getting fucked by a cat.
Okay.
We're not.
Cat's just invading my personal space with claws. Anywho.
Carter's copulating with a cat. Catulating, if you will.
Dude, I fucking swear.
You should be watching
the video right now. How we haven't been pulled offline is actually beyond me, Spotify listeners.
But yeah, so XYZ thinks this is going to rock all the horror fans, and we get to see it December 22nd, or December 2022. Jesus. Dude, you are fucking up my flow. Go away.
He's making up days.
Good old 2022nd.
December 2022nd.
The third Thursday of the week. Who cares?
The 20th fuck, month is my favorite month. Hey, Charlie, September. Welcome in. How are you?
Hi, Charlie.
We don't have a trailer for The Grinch yet, so we won't play one.
Nope.
But the image they have for it actually looks pretty cool.
The image does look cool. Admittedly, yes.
And I can see this dude like carving some shit out of people, so...
Are you back functioning for Velma, or will I chug on? Yeah.
I'm good. I can do stuff again. For now.
Okay, so Velma has a serial killer in her house in new HBO Max teaser that has evidently pissed off fucking everybody.
Which I...
Should have, like, anger warning.
Which I when reading this article, but which the lads, like, were like, you know everyone hates this, right? So anyway, the new HBO Max series is taking Velma from Scooby-Doo to a whole new level. The series will act as an origin story, so no Scooby and no Mystery Van Inc. No Mystery Inc. Van. However, we will see Fred, Daphne, and Shaggy. The synopsis for the series goes like this. Velma is an adult animated comedy series telling the origin story of Velma Dinkley, the unsung and underappreciated, brains of the Scooby-Doo Mystery Inc. gang.
I know!
What the fuck?
I know!
Original and humorous spin unmasks...
Velma was just there. Did you not know that? It was all about the dog.
Its original and humorous spin unmasks the complex and colorful past of one of America's most beloved mystery solvers. There has been a lot of Velma in the news as of late. In a recent Scooby movie, her sexual preference was finally revealed, apparently. And now the HBO Max series reveals that the new series will take the character in a very adult direction with plenty of gore, adult language, and more. There is a teaser thingy that is down here. And according to the lads... Everyone saw the teaser thingy and screamed and went, "That's wrong!" Which
means we're looking at the teaser thingy and we're going to watch Giz have a fucking conniption fit?
If you want.
Alrighty. I want you now.
Alright, okay.
I've never wanted it anymore.
Oh my god, it's Norted.
I'm choking on Pepsi!
That's how good that was. That's how good that was. Do you need me to put it in Skype or do you want to just watch it on the show?
No, I already watched it. Okay. I already watched it.
Oh. I'm good for either. I can see it on the screen.
Oh, I can't see now because there's tears in my eyes.
When I heard this new version of Judy Jetson wouldn't be jinkies. The only word I had to describe my disgust is jinkies. If there is one thing the internet agrees on, it's that you should never change anything ever. I hope you die. Sincerely, Velma. Well, at least Judy's still white. I'm no taller. Spooky.
Oh dear.
Hello, Velma Dinkley speaking.
Hello, Velma. Do you like solving?
Yeah, but I'm actually much more three-dimensional than that. Who is this?
That's the mystery.
Oh, this is so meta. It's horrible.
A serial killer calling from inside my house? Yes, that's a classic, and that's my point.
Oh,
he's not wrong. He's not wrong.
No, he's not.
Wait, you're inside my house!
Fuck her. I'm tired of him.
I don't give a shit.
Kristen, I can't with this. I hate it.
It is. Well, no. 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 That's wrong.
Also, Tristan likes the big boy snort.
Yeah.
She was glad she was there for that one.
Whole line into
that. That is just so...
Let's try and piss off all of the fan base instantaneously. Let's not even wait for the TV show to happen. Let's just fucking do it.
I can see in the future. This will not be something we're reviewing.
Oh, we probably will. Sometimes it's good to just get the anger out.
And when you say, are we done with Velma, do you mean the TV series or the character? Because I don't think I can ever be done with the character.
The TV series. I'm aware you have folders upon folders of Velma.
Okay. I mean, like, it's not a bad thing.
Smart, sexy.
No.
Right.
The way your mic glitched, it said, it sounded like you said smart, sexy, just like my mom.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Don't blame me.
I said...
Or she's a dom, one or the other.
Neither of them.
I said, smart, sexy, curvy nerd girls, numb.
Nerdy thing girls disappeared. It just went like, all right, nom.
Hey, you know what, though? I wouldn't mind actually seeing the robot maid from the Jetsons. I'm sure she could just be talking shit about the whole family constantly.
You know, for a second there, I actually really legitimately 100% questioned in what context you wanted to see her in.
Me too. That's why my face went like this.
The robot.
You want to bang the robot maid from Jetsons?
The Jetsons.
The robot. No. The robot.
Because I get Judy.
Man.
I get the mom.
I feel like he actually does want to bang the robot maid and he's just not saying it now.
No, saying no.
I know you're saying no. But do you mean
like
no?
Your eyes are saying something different.
Meaning no.
Sure didn't. There wasn't. Yeah, okay.
Hey, guys, that he who hath not a fucked up kink cast the first whip.
Fucked up kink, bossy metal on wheels. I just don't feel like there's a kink there, dude.
Somehow I'm sure there probably is somebody that does.
So happy we don't have human resources.
Urge to formulate joke. We'll get banned off YouTube.
You're gonna have to pay billions of dollars for human resources person.
The Simpsons Treehouse of Horror will focus on a parody of It shares images.
Oh, yes, it will. And you know what? I gotta love the fact that the Treehouse of Horror is still around.
Love it.
Let's see. Simpsons Treehouse of Horror is going all out this year with not one, but two Treehouse of Horror episodes. One of these is titled Not It, and we'll focus on telling a parody of Stephen King's It. New photos reveal the young Homer, Marge, and friends will act as members of the Losers Club.
It's beautiful. And have to deal with the monkey.
And we'll have to deal with a Pennywise that is played by Krusty the Clown. Which makes total sense. What the other episode will be about, but we are guessing it will be more genre-based Larry.
Do you know what's interesting about that It parody? Do you see who the kids are?
It's all the adults, isn't it?
Yeah. It's Baby Homer and Baby Marge and Baby Mo.
Which I thought was kind of fitting.
Yeah. That's cool.
I wonder if they're going to do a two-part. That's kind of what I'm thinking, even though they're like, we don't know what the second episode will be.
I kind of feel like if you're doing it,
that already says what the second episode is going to be.
Yeah, if they don't try to get it all done in one episode.
Right, because isn't Simpsons only like 30 minutes or something?
Yeah.
So, I think that'd definitely be a good two-part spot. The Simpsons does a great job of providing hilariously spooky Treehouse of Horrors. If you have Disney Plus and are inclined to watch each and every episode of Treehouse of Horrors, you can easily do that. Disney Plus has done a nice job of curating them all into one Halloween package, which, sadly, I thought that was kind of cool. I binged on that myself, so Let's see. The Simpsons Treehouse of Horror presents Not It, premieres October 23rd. And then, yeah, like we were talking about, there's a bunch of stills of, like, the adults, like Homer and Marge and all of them as kids riding bikes and them as adults later on, stuff like that. So I'm kind of, I don't know, I always look forward to the Treehouse of Horrors.
Mo looks like a bona fide badass. I'm just going to point that out there. Adult Mo.
Charlie's saying that Buzz is echoing badly.
Oh, it's probably still from the trailer.
Yeah, I'd say you're right. Probably are going to do the two-part thing. Wait, comic book guy is one of them?
Would appear. Yeah. It looks like Barney in the picture.
Yeah, we got comic book guy. Carl.
Although there is a ponytail, so...
Yeah, that's why I was saying comic book guy.
No, it's definitely a comic book guy. No, I was looking at the kid pictures. Because it looked like Barney in the kid pictures, but it's definitely a comic book guy as an adult.
Maybe it is Barney and he's just in this...
No, it's not. That's why I was saying there's a ponytail when I looked closer at the image. He's got a ponytail at the back.
Yeah, that one there is, yeah.
Well, that looks like it's going to be a fuckload of fun. So.
I mean, like, they've always pretty much killed it when it comes to the whole Treehouse of Horror, so...
Yeah, I haven't watched Simpsons in a decade and a half, maybe two decades, and with the Treehouse of Horrors, I'd be willing to give that one a shot.
Yeah, I haven't actually watched this show in a long time, but when they packaged up all of the Treehouse of Horror, I sat down and like binged my way through that just for kids.
30?
Right, next up, I think it's a Buzzles.
Uh-oh.
I haven't done an article yet. Oh, mine are back-to-back as well. This is so weird. Everyone's turned out back-to-back except Buzz.
Oh, which is good, because... Wednesday. Not today.
Wait, whoa. Discord. This is not what I wanted. You keep talking.
Okay. Wednesday, the thing that's coming out on Netflix has released, I believe, a full trailer. I don't know if any of the stuff, I think we've been just getting teasers. Now we get a full trailer. It reveals Fred Armisen, okay, as Uncle Fester in Tim Burton's series. So Tim Burton is back with Wednesday, which is coming to Netflix on November 23rd, 2022. Next month.
You said that very spooky, live considering it's November 23rd.
Hey, November can be spooky too. Ask a turkey. The live-action Addams Family series will feature the return of Fester.
Oh, that's sad.
Because you all celebrate that holiday.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Is it Poltergeist?
November. Maybe. Netflix announced tonight at New York Comic Con that Fred Armisen, Jesus Christ, I can't fucking read his name. Fred Armisen is playing the iconic character.
I don't know who he is.
Says Uncle.
He's the guy from Saturday Night Live.
He's Fester. I'm going to say maybe.
He's in Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Yeah. He was the guy that always repeated his name when they he answered the door.
Melonish.
I don't watch that program.
You don't watch Brooklyn Nine-Nine? You're missing out.
No. Okay. Jenny Ortega. She stars in the new series as Wednesday Addams with Luis Guzman playing Gomez. And Catherine Zeta-Jones playing Morticia in Tim Burton's Netflix series.
Hey, Journalism Awakening. Welcome in.
Hello. Wednesday is described as a sleuthing, supernatural-infused mystery charting Wednesday Addams' years as a student at Nevermore Academy. Take a breath.
You're not supposed
Wednesday
to read out
attempts
that
attempts to master her...
To take a breath, you're not supposed or... to read that bit out.
I didn't say that. I just actually had to take a breath.
Yeah, I thought we established this when I was showing you how to read a script.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Carter. Okay, welcome Johnny. To the store. Turns to Carter.
Hey, I am a professionally trained thespian.
Hang on a second. Did he actually do that one?
No. I'm only fucking around. No.
If I did, then I shouldn't be here. Wednesday's attempts to master her emerging psychic abilities thwart a monstrous killing spree that has terrorized the local town and solved the supernatural mystery that embroiled her parents 25 years ago, all while navigating her new and very tangled relationships.
How's the weather today, Johnny? Pause. Bill Hader's brilliant.
But yeah,
big fan.
Jenny Orton. Yeah, he's a chuckle.
He does a great Donald Schwarzenegger.
Oh, yeah, that guy. But yeah, so November, whatever day I said it was in November.
23rd.
23rd on Netflix. Wednesday. People are mad about this too, from what I hear. Or at least Giz.
Well, because it's a detective show, isn't it? It's right. It's weird. It's like if they took the story of Wednesday and put Velma in there, that would have been fine.
Like they're talking about how she has all these abilities.
And if they took the story of Velma and put Wednesday in there, I'd be down for that.
There is poor serial killer. There is one thing that I don't think would really. You see, the thing is, Wednesday's never had psychic powers.
Right.
But Sabrina did, and they need to fill the gap.
Exactly.
But on which?
I'm aware. You don't need to tell me it's wrong. I know it's wrong. I'm just telling you what's happening.
But also, it has Jenny Ortega, and she is the beast.
Everybody loves a bit of Jenny Ortega.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we just let her do whatever she wants, and sure, she'll be fine with it. Or do well with it, is what I meant. But yeah, so Netflix. This is another Netflix thing coming out.
Netflix. That they got
check
wrong.
In the mail. Yeah.
That they got. When is the last time you took an existing property Netflix and didn't fuck it up? Do you mind me asking?
Stranger Things.
Oh, that's
that wasn't a that name. Was an original property.
Right.
Not that.
I mean, the closest thing I can think of was Cowboy Bebop, and evidently Giz and I were completely wrong about that, according to everyone else.
Yeah.
It's not like the fucking show! Did you watch the fucking show? Seriously. Anywho, who's Jenny Ortega?
Who's Jenny?
She was in the new Scream.
She's the younger sister in the new Scream movie.
She was in X.
Yeah.
Isn't she in wasn't she in Fear Street or something like that as well?
I will confirm or deny that soon.
Oh, she was in the second Babysitter movie. The Babysitter.
Yeah. That's it.
She was in Iron Man 3. She's also in Studio 666.
I don't remember. That's right. She was the one of the band members in the opening of the movie.
Oh, yeah, the first band.
Yeah.
Like the opening scene, we got to see her for like all of 2.3 seconds.
Hmm. And then she'll be in the new Scream 6 sequel, supposedly.
Scream lost me after number one, and then I got me back at 4 and 5.
Whatever this last one was, because I've lost count, I dug the last one.
This is
I didn't mind the one before really that either, with the fucking cheerleader from Heroes in it. I thought that was pretty good.
I like the first one really and then the rest are there. Neither am I.
Ortega's killing it lately, though. She's been laying in some good roles.
Yep. Alrighty. But welcome to the Johnny section, kids.
Strap on in.
Strap on in, boy. It's time for some Johnny news. Once I click the buttons.
And I make the buttons.
I need to click the buttons and make the buttons do that thing. Paste and not copy. There we go.
Oh, sorry.
I have clicked the buttons. All right, official trailer for VHS 99 is larger than life.
Ooh.
I like how it has the guy then looking at the camera, very non-impressed after the title, which I find hilarious. Give me a minute, I need to scroll here just to get that photo up there for people. There we go. Look at that. He doesn't look impressed at all. It's larger than life. Anyway,
It's a bloody disgusting weekend between the release of Terrifier 2 and the announcement of VHS 85. Also on the plate is the official trailer for VHS 99, which is coming exclusively to Shudder on October 20th, 2022. In VHS 99, the follow-up to last year's hugely successful VHS 94, Hail Ratma. Was it that successful? I suppose it was all right. A thirsty teenager's home video leads to a series of horrifying revelations. VHS 99 harkens back to the final punk rock analog days of VHS while taking one giant leap forward into the hellish new millennium. This one is larger than life, I promise. Producers include Josh Goldblum from Cinepocalypse, Brad Mischka from Bloody Disgusting, David Bruckner from VHS, The Nighthouse and Hellraiser. Did we not do this article already?
No.
Right, okay.
We talked about it previously.
Right, and that probably just merged two articles into one. Filmmaking Collective, Radio Silence, Chad Villela, Matt Bettinelli, Alpin, and Tyler Gillette, Ready or Not and Scream, and James Harris. VHS 99 is executive produced by Michael Schreiber and Adam Bornstein, who for Studio 71. As for the filmmakers, for the first time ever, there are no familiar faces returning to the franchise. Bloody Disgusting are collectively huge fans of Johannes Roberts, which, while he burst onto the scene with Storage 24, he announced himself for the smash summer hit 47 Meters Down before bringing the masked killers back to life in The Strangers Pray at Night. He most recently directed the feature game adaptation Resident Evil Welcome to Raccoon City. You'll pledge yourself to Roberts after you see his segment. Right, okay. So cults.
I remember Storage, but I never saw that other one, the Stranger, the Prey thing.
Most horror fans don't know their names yet, but they will when Shudder releases their outrageous horror comedy Deadstream this fall. Vanessa and Joseph Winter come straight from the SXSW hit to the VHS family and deliver one of the most insane segments ever recorded. We definitely did this article. I remember reading this whole thing. We played the trailer. Trailer wasn't there before.
Must have combined it. Yeah, I would say I must have combined it, or they got lazy and just didn't write a new article.
I thought Gigi Sol Guerrero had a film in this as well. Or maybe it's the next one.
I would say there's another one that's coming out that I shared.
And when's that coming out?
They had a poster, the head names, next year or sometime. Oh, okay. I don't know. And this one's not out yet, so one movie at a time, Johnny.
Right, I suppose we'll watch the trailer, will we?
Yes.
Since I've already read the article several weeks ago. Weirdly enough, I also think I was the one that read the article.
Well, because we plugged it in.
Probably.
We swapped it out for another one 1 week. Because it was like a last minute find.
I appear to have changed page.
How did it turn the page?
I can't do that in this. I don't know how. One moment now.
Turn the page, wash your hands.
I won't let me go back for some reason.
That was VHS 85 that has Gigi Sol Guerrero. Coming 2023.
One moment. I need to do some tomfoolery here for a sec, sir.
Okay. Hey, listeners. Well, Johnny, our viewers too. Johnny does all the stuff he needs to do. How you doing?
I'm doing good, thanks.
Oh. Okay, so 94 is supposed to be a reboot to the franchise. So weird. Didn't really think. I mean, like, it's a film of, you know, just kind of an anthology. So, like, how do you reboot? I don't know.
Sure, they'll find
a way. Yeah, sure, you can reboot anything these days, lads. Everybody knows that.
Yeah.
Right,
A reboot.
Prepare for everybody to be slightly echoey for the duration of the trailer. All right, let's go. That is loud. We're going to turn you down instantaneously.
Remember,
This dance number has me worried instantaneously. Anyway, I'll tell you that straight out.
That seems to be a new thing. Everything has to have a dance number.
This is a very special episode.
Spend the night in a coffin.
Lily! Lily!
The faster you breathe, the faster you use up your air, so you can't panic.
Oh, Lord. Evil game show, that could be fun.
Play or die! Play or die!
Okay.
First person perspective murder scene, nearly a mandatory in a VHS movie now at this stage, I think. Well, it looks like it's going to be a fuckload of fun anyway. In some regard, at least.
There was a light spider.
You see that? So, you know what?
It's just...
Would you say that to a spider?
Yes. With a brick. I hate you. Like I've done it before, so...
Right. Well, it sounds like what you probably need is a train survival horror game, Choo Choo, to try and help you get over your spider problems.
Choo Choo
Charles chugs to a December 9th release. We have a trailer as well. I'm going to take a sip of coffee because there's a fuckload of reading in this article. Caffeinated beverages. Right. And we're also going to... get rid of this and line this up here so people can at least see the picture. There we go. All right. After making an appearance in last month's Feardemic's Fear Fest Black Summer Showcase. Fuck, that's a mouthful. Two-star games, Choo Choo Charles, has finally gotten its release date. The devs announced over the weekend that we can expect Charles's Creep on Home for Christmas. Okay, it's just bad English. Okay, cool. We can expect Charles's Creep on Home for Christmas on December 9th, and we get a brand new trailer showing more of the bloodthirsty train in action. Just in case you've never heard or seen Choo Choo Charles before, the objective is pretty clear. A group of settlers has asked you for help with killing a monster known as Charles. It turns out that Charles is some demonic train that is on the prowl for unsuspecting train operators. Excuse me.
Oh.
Before you tackle Charles head on, you'll need to upgrade your engine so that it'll be fast enough to outpace the monster, as well as equip yourself with enough firepower to take Charles down. In order to do that, you'll need to perform tasks for the settlers to get the much needed rewards. In addition to more, Charles. I'm just going to take a breath for a second. In addition to more Charles, the trailer also provides glimpses of just what players can expect when it comes to helping out the settlers. You'll be having to travel along the tracks to reach specific locations, changing over the tracks as needed. All the while, you'll be having to maintain your stealth in order to avoid attracting Charles. There are also mini games you'll be performing to unlock chests, which are much needed loot. After you catch your breath from watching the trailer, get in on that wish listing on Steam.
Toot 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 toot.
Hey, kids, scared for life.
Yep.
Scarred.
Yep. I was just gonna let that slide.
So you're hunting a monster, but you're doing shit for the server.
Well, we'll find out now. We're gonna play a video.
Okay.
All right, Charles is a... All right, he's a spider train.
Card is favorite. A toot.
The Thomas the Tank Engine mod for Skyrim?
I said there was going to be a giant spider, dude. I fucking told you.
He was kind of in the picture. Think of it this way, it's not really a spider, it's more of a train with spider legs than an actual spider.
Yeah, that much I can handle.
It's an arachnid.
That's actually terrifying, hater.
Oh, he just got shot in the face.
Multiple times. You'll need some serious firepower.
Oh, that person.
Now that you have those rockets and my launcher, all you need is a target.
Unless you want that train of yours to end up in my junkyard, you better get some upgrades.
Oh, maybe you better get some upgrades. How'd that sound? Yep.
Battle train, go!
Yeah, it looks good. I don't know how I feel about that game yet.
Right.
Toot, that's all I gotta say.
Yep.
Big toot.
So Sunday game night. To do Charles? Instead of Dragon's Evil Thomas flying around, I'd have to get Skyrim again. And I already own it on three separate things.
So that would be a waste.
I've played Skyrim for like all of an hour. So much walking.
Did you try talking to anybody?
Dude, there was nobody to fucking talk to. Woods, water.
There's like 500 towns and villages on that map, dude.
I apparently never got to one of them because it was like walking.
Well, that's probably why.
It was like watching the director's fucking cut of Lord of the Rings or some shit. There was just so much fucking walking.
Ooh, I like it.
Now with more walking. Yeah, did you try? And I'm just throwing it out there. Robbing a horse.
No, literally me out in the middle of nowhere. Like, I was playing a video game for an hour of my worst nightmare. Me out in the middle of fucking nowhere or the woods. Like, that was fucking it. I was like, people
was
like
Burt
this
Reynolds
shit.
There.
Dude, okay, you know what? At least they'd be like, hey, Bert, what up, bro? No, it was just me out in the middle of fucking nowhere, right?
Carter's catcalling Burt Reynolds right now.
Hey, Smokey, what up? Like, no, dude, I was like, why are people loving this game? I just don't get it.
It's because you didn't get to shoot anyone in the knee with an arrow.
Right.
Which apparently is a thing. I don't know, I've never played Skyrim.
You need to become a vampire. Become a vampire, Hickage. That's where the fun is at. Right, well, that's us on the news for the moment. Sure would appear. It's been sorry about this, guys, but it's been a relatively lackluster news-tober so far.
We blew through today's things. I thought Velma was going to be at least 20 minutes. We're kind of just like,
everyone was just like, this looks like shit. And then normally, like, someone argues with us and that's how the anger happens. And that's where everyone was just like, no, that actually just looks like poop.
Yeah.
That looks like poop.
Straight across the board. Nobody
likes it.
It's
fun when everybody agrees.
Nobody likes it. I'll tell you what people do like, though. They like when Buzz sends me in dating profiles from famous websites.
Yes.
Sam Houston State University, 40 miles away, age 23. Ooh. I lost my watch at a party once. An hour later, I saw some guy stepping on it while he was harassing some woman at that party. Infuriated, I immediately went over and punched him and broke his nose. No one does that to a woman, not on my watch. Oh,
but I'm.
Buds, you may need to check your Twitter. JC has sent Carrot Top a DM.
Okay, that's good.
You're going to be famous.
He's going to be dead.
27 in uni. At uni, 10 miles away. That's all that matters. 10 reasons to date me. 1, because you'd be the good-looking one. 2, please.
Ooh.
Oh, it's 2 reasons to date me. Sorry, it's 10 miles away and 2 reasons to date me. Well,
we're going to swipe the chase.
Yeah. Or right, whatever direction is no.
I think it's left.
24. I genuinely like this. This is done like a fucking movie billboard.
Yeah.
This is great. A truly amazing girl, the New York Times. Funniest person I knew. No, Louis C.K. One of the generation's most brilliant... one of this generation's most brilliant minds, Mensa International. This chick could kick my ass in a heartbeat, Chuck Norris. By far, my favorite grandkid, my grandma. Chewbacca.
Yeah, definitely.
That's it. Swipe right.
Swipe yes.
Swipe right. That, I'm actually going to do that on these now. I'm going to be like, are we swiping left or are we swiping right?
Yeah.
Age 22, National Taiwan University. Gives a swiping right. I want to sleep with you. I don't mean have sex. I mean sleep together. Under my blankets, with my hand on your chest and your arm around me. No talking. Just the muffled cries that you slowly let seep away from your blood gurgly mouth as I slit your throat and sacrifice your worthless life to the dark overlord.
Yeah,
swipe right. Yeah, I knew Giz would swipe right.
Perfect match.
I like
and not even like an arguing cough or nothing.
That's one where I would like literally swipe right just so like... I could read that profile again and be like, what is that?
I'm not going to meet up with her, but I just want to kind of...
I'd meet up with her, but I'd have like a blow dart gun.
Oh, that's true.
Literally the first time I meet her, it'd be like... There we go. Okay, we're just going to flip these tables here now. Okay. No, I'm not going to kill you or anything. I'm just going to keep you strapped to the couch until I know you're not going to fucking murder me.
Hmm.
That's how I got Pam. 28. 14 kilometers away. Active 12 minutes ago. Ooh, intriguing. People are getting married and having kids and shit. I'm just washing my emu and fighting the dog for my dinner. Single life, always keen to chat.
Emu thing, I'm just kind of like, ugh.
I don't know. I'd say you could have a lot of time fighting an emu. It's no easy feat. Like,
no, they're not
fighting the dog
for dinner.
What?
That's what
he's washing the emu.
Yeah, he's not fighting the emu. He's washing the emu. He's fighting.
No, but it's an emu, right? No, I get the whole fighting. Dude, I've had a dog. Every meal is fighting your dog for a meal. It's the emu thing.
So 20, 2 miles away. Can't afford a vibrator, so here we are.
Swipe right.
You know what? The world does love a little bit of honesty.
And then we're on to the ones from last week. That was a big ending. I like that.
Yeah.
That was good.
These are the best. This is my favorite.
That was great. Can't afford a vibrator, so here we are.
Yeah. Perfection.
You're not wrong, Hikage. Sorry. Everything can be a dildo if you're brave enough. Not everything can be a vibrator.
Yeah. Watch Jude. Yeah.
I thought you were saying he wasn't wrong about what he was picking up about my ideal match.
Not that too.
It's also a true statement. Chicago's knocking it out of the park tonight, lads.
He's just spitting truth.
He is just spitting truth. He's dropping truth bombs. Nobody knows what he's up to. It's going to be decent. It's going to be fucking decent, lads. Do you know? 1 minute now. I need to set up trailer things for after the show. You. And then you. Right,
off.
So that's it from us for tonight. I will be back on Twitch. Also, merch store, Streamlabs/GoreCast/merch. The merch looks good. It fits good, and it's
Gore Club.
Very warm. But there's also some GoreCast and most importantly, Mad Peggy shirts.
Yes. Holidays are coming fast upon us.
Everybody knows you've always wanted a graphic of me cross-dressing as a Christmas gift for you or your loved ones.
Needs to be put.
So I will be back over on Twitch tomorrow night. Myself and Mrs. Deadly will be doing another bit of As Dusk falls. And then after that, we'll be going on. There's a new Essigar map that's all Halloweened up, and it's fucking creepy, and it's a lot of fun. And other than that, Thursday we are back for movie night, and so far it looks like we are going to be watching. You have until the start of the Twitch stream tomorrow night to get your votes in, but currently, whenever I find the movie, there's too many channels in this Discord. Currently it's looking like Bodies with my best friend's Exorcism coming up a close second, and Glorious getting no votes by the one mandatory vote I put down. So
it's about Robert Rude.
Yeah, so Bodies. Just... yeah, mostly I would assume because everyone wants to watch Pete Davidson get murdered.
You guys think I could take him?
Yeah, most likely.
You know what? Actually, yeah.
Sweet.
I won't lie to you. I would say you could probably beat the shit out of him, to be blatantly honest.
And
problem is, trying to get in a fight with him in the first place might be, he just seems like a walk away kind of guy. He's very high.
True.
I think Hater brought up Michael Cera.
Starting out with the deadlies tomorrow. Yes. Michael Cera. You could definitely beat the, although he's Scott Pilgrim.
I mean, like,
do you have any martial arts background at all, Buzz?
No. I've watched my son Kung Fu before.
Okay.
Or karate.
And okay, would you say you're adept enough at watching martial arts?
No. I used to be a wrestler, so I mean, I can wrestle.
You could just pick Michael Cera up and dump him on his head. He's not really big.
Yeah. I'm a big lad.
I mean, I won't lie to you. If you just grab him by the ankles, you could probably just spin him around and...
yeah.
See? There we go.
I used to base my fighting style on Samoa Joe, so I could just grapple him and choke him out, and that's about it.
Kick him in the dick.
Yeah, you do that too.
Wait for them to jump off something and then walk away while they're midair.
Yeah. Yes. And then slap them and kick them and all the Samoa Joe-isms.
No problem, Zader. Anyway, so that's us. We'll catch you all Thursday. I'll catch you tomorrow night. Here's some trailers to reflect the kind of madness you'll be in store for tomorrow. Catch you all later, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That lady's titties are falling. Oh, no, wait, no, it's a jumper. Sorry. She's wearing a flesh color jumper. Never mind. It's okay.
Wait. Oh. Are you hungry? Do you want some potato? There you go. Have some potato. I'm gone. My hip. Oh, fuck. Oh. Can you help an old lady up?
Work.
My hip's out of joint, that's not fair.
Don't forget, if you enjoy our Madcap Gorecast horror hijinks, we stream three nights a week over on YouTube, Mondays, Thursdays, and Sundays, where you can see a little bit of this.
Turd spoon, goddamn, I knew there was something I wanted to bring up in the... goddamn, I don't know what a fucking turd spoon is, but I'm mad to...
get it pretty in-depth.
Most definitely some of this.
With a new 2009 twist. She pulls out of her vagina.
I'll give it to her, though, because, like... you know how, like, magicians kind of, like, do something and they pause dramatically? She took that dramatic pause.
And occasionally, some of this.
our favorite Halloween movies.
What's up, Gorecasters? Welcome back here to the Gorecast.
Yeah, okay, I'm here. I'm back.
Thank you.